Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. One of the things about the Trump administration is you cannot fault them for unwillingness to share information. I get, 5-10 emails a day from the White House about the things that they're doing. They're doing it all out in the public. Now, some of it is defending them against criticism. Some of it is promoting their agenda, like they sent out a rundown of all of the various Trump administration officials and what they said on all the Sunday shows and links to the videos and clips and elements and big quotes. Like, their press operation is amazing. I've never seen it. You know, I've been covering politics and radio for a couple of decades. I've never seen a White House that puts out information like they put out. It's a speech transcript. And I don't just mean, like, typically it's on the White House page, but you have to go find it. They're sending it. They're like, send it all. You know, let people decide what they're going to do. Like, you know, the president's message on Holy Week. They sent that out over the weekend, of course. And the reason I mention this in part is because there was some EOs and executive comments that I wanted to share with you that I don't think anybody has commented on. It kind of fits nicely with the discussion that we're having today about shipping, the port, and all of that. And it has to do with, for example, military and shipbuilding. And like I said, I don't think I've heard very many people talk about this, so I'm going to mention it. There are three executive orders that came out recently in the last week that have to do with defense-related things. One is an acquisitions executive order. All major defense acquisitions programs are going to be reviewed, and those with more than 15% behind schedule or 15% over cost will be scrutinized for cancellation. I think there's a lot of people in a lot of defense contracting boardrooms who's, let's just say their nethers got tightened all of a sudden. If your program is 15% behind schedule or 15% over cost. According to White House fact sheet, 9 Navy ship programs are between 1 and 3 years behind schedule. The new Air Force One is 5 years behind schedule. The first flight of the Air Force's new ICBMs is 2 years behind schedule and way over budget. So what he's saying is, you know, stop throwing good time and money after bad time and money, right? I mean, these things were all designed to solve a problem. And you might say, well, what are we going to do to solve that problem? Okay, good question. What are we going to actually do in budget and on time to solve the problem? Because an over budget behind time solution is not a solution. It's a wish. So that's one of the executive orders. Another one has to do with arms exports. It increases U.S. arms exports by reducing regulation. So this is good for domestic production, good for the trade imbalance because we're exporting a thing, arms, and increasing government industry cooperation, improving accountability and transparency through the foreign defense sales system to ensure predictable and reliable delivery of American products to foreign partners and allies in support of U.S. foreign policy objectives. So the idea is to increase the amount of weapons, arms, military platforms that we are selling to other people. And that's good because why? What has the president so consistently been saying? He wants to have other people do their fair share, pay their fair way, lift their lift. Well, you know, it's one thing to say NATO countries should spend more on defense spending, and they should, but if we're not so eager or willing to export to them because of restrictions that are in place or challenges that are in place around that, then who are they going to buy from? Somebody else. Well, how about we get them to buy from us? Then at least we have compatible platforms. It makes it easier to integrate across different countries' military operations. And, oh, by the way, our companies can make money off of this. Now, there's all, for anybody who knows anything about, military sales overseas, your first question is always, well, the more we export things, the more we make that technology available to them. That's always a risk, is that they learn what we have and they learn how to defend against it. Oh, my God, there are so many rules around this. I know a little in this vicinity, but, things like when we send tanks to foreign nations, we do not send them the A tanks. You know, we send them the LX, okay? The one with, like, the manual windows and the no air conditioning. I mean, tanks don't have windows. But by comparison, okay, we're not sending them the ones with the best technology. We're sending them the bare bones version a lot of times. And that's because we don't want them to have the technology that's into, for example, our active armor on our tanks. Like, that's, you know, we want that for us. That's important for us to have and not for everybody else to have. So anyway, I agree with this. This is good. This fits the national, you know, foreign policy strategy. And then the third one was a maritime-related one entitled Restoring Americans' Maritime Dominance. Aims to revitalize and rebuild domestic maritime industries and workforce to promote national security and economic prosperity, in line with what we were just talking about with the harbor pilot. The order sets a 45-day deadline for recommendations to increase the number of participants and competitors within the United States shipbuilding and to reduce cost overruns and production delays for surface, subsurface, and unmanned programs. And there's a whole list of recommendations for Army, Navy, Coast Guard, and says the plan should include options for persuading shipbuilders in countries allied with the United States to invest in U.S. shipbuilding. Now, I don't want to belabor this because the numbers are so scary, but if you ever get any exposure to the difference between where China is in shipbuilding and where the United States is in shipbuilding, I mean, it'll make you cry. We're so far behind. Everything from when you put a naval ship into maintenance, repair, and overhaul, okay? It's behind. The program is behind. The dock is behind. Like, because we don't have enough of the good stuff. Like, it's really, really bad. Okay, digging down a little bit onto that executive order, I want to share some of this with you in a second because I know, okay, I'm a critic of Trump a lot, right? Because there's a lot of things that he does. My first thought was, oh, all right, that sounds nice. You know, I mean, these are good objectives to have. I was actually reading through the executive order on the Restoring America's Maritime Dominance. I was really encouraged and excited by it. I'll share that with you in a second. I'm going to get nerdy on this for just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
If you're traveling on East Roberts Road approaching Highway 29, there's been an accident there. That's preventing traffic from going anywhere. So just pack your patience with that one and expect another 25, 30 minutes. First responders are on the scene trying to move that out of the way, but I am seeing delays there. Other than that, everything else is looking good. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're considering that next used vehicle and you're trying to decide where to go, who to shop with, what to look at, Frontier Motors, a great, great place to help you figure that out, find what you need, get you a good deal. You know, cars that are 1 to 4 years old is kind of what they specialize in. You know, maybe 10 to 50,000 miles is kind of their sweet spot. Good condition. Cars that they're going to warranty to be up to 100,000 or 10 years. Cars you can count on and trust. That's why Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend. We bought our Honda Odyssey from them. Had a great experience. So good that I literally went to my sales manager and said, I want to do ads for them. They're so great. Like, that's why I do ads for them, is because I liked them and like them so much. They're so useful. One of the things you might consider them for right now is with all of the tariffs in place, you know, especially related to cars, you might just say, if I'm thinking about buying a car, would it be better to buy it now than later, than a month from now? Ask them. They'll advise you. You know, I don't know what they'll say. I assume they'll say probably better to buy sooner than later because prices are going to go up. As demand for new goes up and the price of those new imports goes up, then that's going to shift demand into other areas and derive price. But they might say something else. I don't know. Ask them. Think of them as an ally, as a resource. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to this executive order from the Trump administration entitled Restoring America's Maritime Dominance. If you go and start looking through this, I'm not going to give you too many of the details. What I did want to do is I'm just going to read you the section headings, okay? And there are a lot of them. And I know this may not make for the most gripping radio, but I'm doing this because a lot of the EOs that come out of the White House are pretty short, 5-6 paragraphs, basically. And it's a lot of intent, you know, a lot of our goal is this, okay? This one, somebody has really been working on this. The Maritime Action Plan, Section 3, within 210 days of this order, assistance as a president for national security affairs, coordination with Secretary of State, SecDef, and Secretary of Commerce, Labor, Transportation, Homeland Security, and United States Trade Representative and heads of executive departments and agencies will come up with a plan to fix it. Section 4, ensure the security and resilience of the maritime industrial base within 180 days. Section 5, actions in the investigation of the People's Republic of China's unfair targeting of maritime logistics and shipbuilding sectors. Like they have actively tried to impede us in addition to developing their own. Section 6, enforce collection of harbor maintenance fee and other charges. Section 7, engage allies and partners to align trade policies. Section 8, reduce dependence on adversaries through allies and partners within 90 days. To work on it. They're not going to accomplish it in 90 days, but to get started. Section 9, launch a maritime security trust fund, a mechanism to fund shipbuilding investment. Section 10, shipbuilding financial incentives program. Section 11, establish maritime prosperity zones. Like, remember we had the old prosperity zones that were for investment in, you know, land and real estate? If you can build them up, then you got certain benefits. That's the idea. Section 12, report on maritime industry needs. Get a comprehensive picture of really where we are and what we don't have. Section 13, expand mariner training and education. We're talking about with Matt. Let's expand the pipeline for training Americans to do these jobs. Good jobs, by the way. Section 14, modernize the United States Merchant Marine Academy. Section 15, improve procurement efficiency. Section 16, improve government efficiency around shipbuilding and ship procurement and security. Section 17, increase the fleet of commercial vessels trading internationally under the flag of the United States, because very few of them are. Section 18, ensure the security and leadership of Arctic waterways. Oh my God, don't get me started. Our lack of icebreakers and our inability to operate in the Arctic because of it, or the challenges to us operating in the Arctic because of it. You know, you think Greenland, okay, maybe, but that's, I mean, you know, Russia and the U.S. are Arctic nations. You don't think about it much, but we really are. Anyway, shipbuilding review within 45 days, Section 19, deregulatory initiative, Section 20, inactive reserve fleet, looking at the boats that have been decommissioned and seeing what we can do with those. You know, Section 22, coordination with other agencies, and then that's kind of the end of it. But there's a lot of these executive orders have four or five sections at most, 24 sections in this executive order. They're serious about this, and thank God, because if we wind up getting involved in a naval conflict with Russia or with China, if we wind up having to protect, you know, trade routes, okay, if we, just in terms of reducing our dependency on foreign nations for either, you know, the people, the personnel, the ships themselves, the transit, like every slice of this, you think of the Panama Canal and trying to regain control of that. You think of Greenland and the, you know, the maritime strategic nature of that. Think about the China, you know, for so many years has been building these new islands in the South China Sea to establish their own maritime perimeter, this like semi-base structure expanded into the ocean there. It's like they've been working on this and we have been watching TV. Fair? China has been building shipbuilding capacity and we've been bickering about the price of Netflix. Like, I'm glad some people are really starting to pay attention to this, and apparently they have the ear, the eyes, and the pen of the White House behind them, and good, because this is, we are way behind, and somebody is finally taking a notice, which is, again, I find this very, it's discouraging to find out where we are, it's encouraging to realize what's being done to try to fix the problem, so to speak. 437-1620, 437-1620, I'm Andrew McKay.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from Pinnair Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from Pinnair is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a Pinnair home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at pinnair.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake.
If you want to make a move, then you better come in. It's just ability, that reason that we're so thin.
Well, if the Samuel L. Jackson from Do the Right Thing didn't wake you up, certainly the Rancid would. All right, 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Thank you very much, Andrew. President Trump meets today with El Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele. That'll be at the White House. El Salvador has been working with the U.S. to imprison deportees in that country, migrants the U.S. says are affiliated with foreign gangs. Former LSU wide receiver Kieran Lacy has died at 24. Lacy reportedly took his own life Saturday in Houston while he was being chased by police. According to the Harris County Sheriff's Office, police responded to a call from a family member that said Lacy had fired a gun during an argument, then fled in a vehicle. That chase ended in a crash. Deputies say Lacy shot himself as they approached the car. And Houthi authorities in Yemen say suspected U.S. airstrikes left at least six people dead and wounded dozens more overnight.
Footage shown on local media showed firefighters dousing flames at one of the sites of a strike, which the Houthis claimed was a ceramics factory. U.S. Central Command, which is overseeing operations in the region, has not commented on the airstrikes.
And the military has carried out about 200 of those attacks against Houthi rebels in recent weeks.
I'd like to pour a little bit of that guy's voice on my pancakes, please.
Right.
David.
Why we got to bring a food?
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John.
Thanks. All right, if you're on West Roberts Road approaching Highway 29, there is an accident there that's got traffic backed up on West Roberts Road, almost to Tate Road, so just be aware of that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
That's my very weird way of saying he had a syrupy voice.
More food.
Was that not what you... Oh, you were thinking of pancakes only.
I know. That's what I was thinking, like pancakes.
Sorry, John.
Yum.
Hey, if you... in your home, you have a couple of different systems that are a little bit more complicated to repair. Plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, heating. And Peden handles all of that stuff. High-quality products, professional installers. They make sure to do it right the first time. 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's their mantra. And they have been doing this for about 55 years, all along the Gulf Coast, from Panama City to Tallahassee to Pensacola. Of course, a big operation over there in Ellison Field. And then in Baldwin County and even Mobile, they've been expanding west as well. So all along the Gulf Coast, they are your folks to take care of these things. And this month, during the month of April, Peden's got a special if you would like to get rid of the allergens, the dust, the pollen, the dander. Does anybody not have their hand raised? yes, all of us. You can get $250 off any indoor air quality system during the month of April. So breathe better, stop hacking and coughing, and you know, stop wondering, is it illness or allergies? Allergies. And get that $250 off your indoor air quality system from Peden. Find out more, sign up for an appointment, or get information at Peden, PEADEN.com. Oh, I wanted to, this has kind of been sitting in my to-do for a while now, but I wanted to share it with you. From the Board of Trustees meeting, not this last one, but before that, just some interesting notes about what's going on campus. UWF is actually going to be building a brand new water tower.
We matched approximately $2 million of that towards a new water tower. As we continue to grow as a campus, we have maxed out our capacity for utilities and infrastructure. We've received funding so that we could have a new satellite plant for the electricity. This is a water tower expansion to allow additional water as well as emergency water needs for the campus as we continue to grow as a campus.
I believe that is Jeffrey Durgic, who is the comptroller. And, you know, as they expand, you think, well, expanding is good. Yeah, well, expanding is good as long as you have water and electricity and sewer and, you know, the basic necessity and parking. UWF parking. Anyway, the other one, and this is more of, maybe it's a sad note for you, but if you went to UWF, I did not, but my kids did, but more recently, there are more recently, but I assume this will mean something to a lot of you who are graduates. Chris Martin, C-Mart, the former commander of the base, okay, he's retired since then, of course, he is the assistant vice president for facilities management, and he talks about some of the res halls, the Southside residence halls, which are going away.
The campus master plan adopted in 2022 included the demolition of the 15 Southside residence halls. These buildings, originally constructed around 1966 and opened in 1967, were taken offline in 2017 due to significant environmental issues such as mold, mildew, and asbestos, as well as life safety deficiencies, emergency egress, fire alarms, fire sprinklers, and accessibility. The buildings did not meet the current National Fire Protection Association or Americans with Disabilities Act standards. Since July 2024, the 15 residence halls have been demolished at a cost of approximately $2 million. In the demolition of these, we regained 9 acres of green space on the campus.
So I mentioned that because I thought it was interesting to hear from CMART on that, but also that for those of you who went to UWF maybe 10 or 20 years ago or more, and you may have lived in those res halls. You know, I don't know. I always find it interesting when things happen to places I used to live, and I just wanted to share that with you. It's not for me personally, but for those of you who went to UWF in the day, back in the day, that you know, maybe resonates with you. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bands on the Beach is ongoing again. Starts up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Gulfside Pavilion. Thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Stop by the Cat Country Tent on your way in. Spin the wheel for some good PSC merch and other things, so that's always a good time. Coming up in just a moment, our frivolous topic. If you've never tuned in after 8:30, we always have fun talking about something silly and ridiculous and, we'll say, entertaining.
I'm Therese Crowley.
It is not okay.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro on the firebombing at the governor's mansion after he and his family held a Passover Seder. State police say the suspect under arrest, a 38-year-old from Harrisburg, expressed a deep hatred for Shapiro, scaled the 7-foot fence and threw Heineken bottles filled with lawnmower gas, badly damaging the interior. Shapiro thanking Americans for the prayers, shining a light on his family. President Trump marking this Holy Week at the White House, also hosting El Salvador's president, and congratulating golfer Rory McIlroy, earning the green jacket at the Masters in Augusta, 12 under par.
I have to congratulate Rory. That showed tremendous courage. He was having a hard time, but it showed great guts and stamina and courage. People have no idea how tough that is.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we have 64 degrees. The sun shining today in Pensacola. The city's decided not to include a low barrier homeless shelter in the updated plan for the Eastside Community Redevelopment Area. This is after local residents raised concerns recently about gentrification. The Eastside Neighborhood Association voiced strong opposition. They feared the shelter could negatively impact the community. The CRA board did remove the shelter from the Eastside plan, but it does remain in proposals for other CRA areas. Mayor D.C. Reeves said future discussions about a low-barrier shelter would need to include community feedback and careful consideration of its placement. The city is currently in the process of updating CRA plans for all three of its CRA districts. That hasn't been done now in more than 15 years. A 45-year-old man hurt in a bicycle crash over the weekend in Cottage Hill. That happened on Crowndale Court Saturday afternoon. The rider reportedly crashed into the side of a pickup truck as it pulled out from a residence. The bicyclist was taken to Sacred Heart by helicopter. Pensacola police have a new officer and an officer with four legs. Canine Jet has joined the force. He's a 16-month-old Chesapeake Bay Retriever who specializes in explosives detection. Jet was purchased in partnership with the Pensacola Airport, and that's where he'll be on the job, ensuring the safety of travelers headed to and from the area. PPD says Jet is also the unofficial chief emotional support officer for staff and visitors. Well, Gulf Breeze police are looking for a driver that allegedly pulled a firearm on another vehicle on the Pensacola Bay Bridge. Police say that happened about 4:30 Sunday afternoon. The driver was identified as a middle-aged white male with a bald head and beard and glasses. Police say there was a child in that vehicle as well. The vehicle involved was a white Jeep with a large military star decal on the front hood and possibly South Carolina plates. The vehicle was last seen making a U-turn heading back into Pensacola. If you have any information, contact the Gulf Breeze Police Department. Florida House Budget Chairman Lawrence McClure is requesting documents from 6 state agencies regarding government spending. An inquiry initiated by House Speaker Daniel Perez highlights issues like missing state vehicles and the salaries of agency leaders living out of state. With a controversial $10 million donation from Centene to Hope, Florida, Linked to First Lady Casey DeSantis, McClure is stressing the need for accountability as lawmakers prepare for upcoming budget negotiations. The agencies have until May 16th to respond, although that information may not be available in time for current ongoing budget negotiations. Looks like some changes coming for spring breakers in Bay County. Panama City Police Chief J.R. Talamantes posting a message online yesterday in response to recent gun crimes taking place during spring break. Talamantes wrote that Panama City Beach will no longer be a spring break town. He said that time is over, and he's going to have serious discussions with city leaders about the future of spring break season. He closed the message by writing, "Good visitors will always be welcome, but to the idiots, go somewhere else." It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Yes, I do. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, still dealing with the accident on West Roberts Road as you approach Highway 29. It's off to the side of the road, but still dealing with some minor delays right in that area. But other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a beautiful sunny day today with temperatures near 78 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. Keeping that nice weather around for your Tuesday with a high near 80 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Nice and mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high near 75 and a low near 66 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it's 68 in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 60 right now in Milton. And your money now for this morning. Taking a look at our opening numbers. The Dow this morning up 402 points at 40,610.57. S&P up 76 points at 54,39.29. NASDAQ up 315 points at 17,39.75. President Trump says he'll be announcing tariff rates on imported semiconductors this week. He said there could be a certain amount of flexibility for some companies.
We wanted to uncomplicate it from a lot of other companies because we want to make our chips and semiconductors and other things in our country.
And Trump, talking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick also said yesterday semiconductors wouldn't be included in certain tariff exemptions announced last week. Consumer sentiment fell more than expected in April. Inflation fears are still surging. The University of Michigan's mid-month reading dropped 11% from March with declines across all age and income groups. And the cost of raising children in the U.S. is on the rise. New study estimates it now costs nearly $300,000 to raise a child from birth to the age of 18 in 2025. That's a 25% jump from 2023. It's 8:37. Our next news is at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
John! Okay, so like John was just shaking his head at me, sighing, looked exactly like the sloth DMV in.
Wait a second,
was
now
it Pets? Was that from Pets? I can't remember. That
I have no recollection of the event in question.
You
sir.
Need.
Well, I was saying
you just reminded me that you had the perfect look for it. Okay, all right, it's neither here nor there nor anywhere worth talking about. We're on the air. It's good radio. Okay, saw an article the other day. It made me, I thought it was fascinating. It made me laugh a little. The headline of the article was, "That water bottle you're carrying says a lot more than hydration." And it talked about the fashion around water bottles and the money that people spend on the water bottles and the varieties of the water bottles that people have, including bottles that sterilize themselves, apparently. Bottles that remind you that you're dehydrated and you need to drink. Bottles that are many works of art. Of course, for a while there, the Stanley Cup was the, you know, very, very exciting. So I'm just curious because that's how I am. What is your water container? Talk to me about nature. Talk to me about cost. If you have a nice one, you know, an exotic one, an interesting one, let's say one you spent more than $20 on, I don't know, you know, because you'll see why I give you that benchmark. How many do you have? Because I have a friend who's got, and she knows that's a problem.
What are you trying to say? Because
437.
I feel this is pointed somewhere.
It's not at all. I'm just curious. 437-1620, 437-1620. It's water bottle talk here on News Radio 92.3. John?
Do the cups included?
Okay. I actually saved this one for you because I knew PJ doesn't have one and you have. What is that? What brand is that monstrosity? It's a Stanley. Okay. And that's, what is that, 30 ounces?
Oh, this is 40-something ounces.
That's Bladder Buster territory right there.
I got the big one.
All right. With the official straw, the big official straw?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right. So that's – how much did you spend on that?
I think it was like $30.
Okay. How many you got?
Two.
Oh, all right. Well,
of Stanley.
How many others?
I got a couple of
– How many others?
Brewmates that are basically the same thing.
Do you use the same one every day or do you rotate around for variety like you're dressing yourself?
I try to rotate, but I forget.
The fashion choices?
No, not yet.
Okay, all right. Meg,
I can't afford that.
Yes.
4-3. Show me your water bottle. What do you got?
You're going to be disappointed in my answer.
Oh, no, I your answer is your answer.
Okay, well, I just don't happen to have it with me this morning, but I have several water bottles.
How many?
Probably a good 10 or so.
Okay, all right. Okay. That are all like, you know, top of the line favorites?
Top of the line, very classy.
Okay, what's the brand? Is there a brand?
Go Dogs.
Okay.
National That's, Championship Dogs.
Okay, but they're
how about
they
them dogs?
They make the
dogs
water bottles?
Are forever.
Okay, I don't need to know what's on the water bottle, Georgia fan. Who makes the bottle?
Dogs.
The brand is Dogs?
I have no idea.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
I have no idea, but mine are very consistent. Okay. I have multiple.
So
red
this
and black.
Is like you've got 10 different red striped polos, when, basically. You know, they're
when
just all different.
You keep winning championships.
Okay,
you
all
can,
right.
You know.
Settle down, Homer. Boy. All right, 437-1620, 437-1620.
Weird.
I'm not I weird. Have, that's
no,
not
I
weird.
Said this went weird.
Because
he asked for the brand.
Well, I don't know what brand it is.
And this is for water or for hot drinks?
Water.
Okay. So,
but I also, I mean, I probably have, they're all different brands too.
So for me, this is, I have a mug that was given to me. I don't even know the brand of this.
That's Arctic.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. It was given to me. It's good for coffee. That's what I use it for. It's for my coffee to keep it warm. But for water, I am a no bottle man. I am a, like, I don't have a container. I don't have a, I use a plastic bottle that somebody would have given to me, or maybe an old Pepsi, like a 20 ounce or something like that. And I will refill them for years and just use those over and over and over again.
A Pepsi bottle?
Yeah, just an old Pepsi bottle. Like, you know, an old water bottle. They're clear, you know?
No, I don't know.
You know how Pepsi comes in cans?
Yes.
Pepsi comes in bottles.
Right, but the idea of refilling
that. Like plastic
that,
bottles, yeah.
Refilling that with
and
water?
And you've had the same one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
10 years? 5 years?
Ten
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, probably.
Did
same
you peel the
Pepsi
label?
Four or five that I use again and again and again, yeah. No worries.
It's okay. He's special.
For a long time, we got a special water bottle when we were on our honeymoon in Hawaii. It was square. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool, and I used that for several years. So I am a non-participant in the water container economy. I could not, like, if some company comes out with some woke nonsense, I can't boycott them because I'm not buying their stuff to begin with. I'm worse than that. I don't even buy bottled water. You get given bottled water in all kinds of environments, and I don't think I've ever bought bottled water. Not one time that I can think of in my whole life. Because it seems, can I say this with love? Dumb to me. Why pay for something that's free? It's free in my tap. Why do I need your... You look at me like I'm un-American.
I haven't said a word. I'm not saying a word. Go Dogs. I'm sticking with my
go
topic.
437-1620, 437-1620. All right, text coming in here. We got traffic on the fives. John Pickens first. John?
That's right. We've got a hit-and-run crash with roadblock on Mobile Highway and Bonifay Place. The road is blocked in all directions, so just be aware of that. But other than that, I-10, I-110 is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Go Rebs.
I believe you have to say that. Bonifay!
Bonifay!
I don't know. It seems like it needs more flair. Hang on just a second, Meg. Got business to take care of, and I'll take your question in a second. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is a fantastic resource for that purpose. If you've got questions, she'll have answers or perspective or better questions. You know, like you might be thinking, should I buy a rental home? I've been thinking about diversifying my investments. Should I buy a rental home? Well, she can talk to you about that. What's the market doing? What are interest rates doing? How does that affect whether somebody's willing or not willing to sell a home that they have a low interest rate on that now, if they were going to do something else with, they'd have to pay a higher interest rate? You know, that, like, the profit margin a lot of times depends on how much you pay on your mortgage on the rental home and how much rents are, and that can be a constraint if those are moving in the opposite direction. So it's just, those are questions you can ask. You know, what does she think the price of housing is doing right now, especially with the tariffs? Are the tariffs affecting it? Is it good or bad? Just ask. I don't know the answer. I'm not an expert. She is. She sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that. Ask. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. All right, Meg has got a pressing question. Yes, ma'am. She raised her hand, which made me feel very much like the professor I used to be. Yes, Meg, what's your question, dear?
Well, it's not really a question, professor, but just a comment. Well, it occurs to me that in many ways, Andrew, you are recycling in a very proactive environmental way.
And massively, yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I am. I don't like to throw. I always recycle past.
I think that's a good thing.
But yeah, I'm definitely. I am a low consumption of plastic bottles person, or Stanley bottles, or whatever, for sure. Absolutely recycle. Let's see. So thank you. I'll take that. 437-1620. Somebody says, where'd it go? No fancy water bottles for me. I just go buy tons of cases of water. All right. Somebody says, none. I don't like having an extra peripheral hanging around on my body. Somebody says, I use a green Stanley knockoff that advertises some product that was free. Yeah, and same. I think even my coffee mugs, I've never paid for a nice coffee mug container. One was a gift. I'm thinking of the other ones. They were all like you get them at events or things like that. So. Somebody says, I don't have a water bottle. Where'd it go? I don't have a water bottle. I drink out of Aquafina Standard 20 fluid ounces public plastic water bottle. I'm not spending money on a fancy water bottle. Yeah, but do you reuse it? See, that's the part of the conversation where people start to look at me like I'm a weirdo. I don't mind. John, you had that look.
I'm just here. I'm just... Sir, this is
it's Monday.
It is.
Somebody
it
really said
is.
I use an old Welch's grape juice bottle. It's not a smart water bottle, but it works fine. Okay, side note. You keep your 2 liters to store hurricane water in? No.
You have 2 liters?
Yeah, from like Coke and Pepsi and whatever. Yeah, they're like empty. You fill them with water and then you use hurricane water, right? No? Do you have hurricane water at home?
I usually buy a case of bottled water, I have to confess.
But that won't get you all that far.
But I'm refilling an old.
Here's where I'm sure bottle. I'm going off the deep end with some people on this one, but I'll just, here it is. What do you make orange juice in? If you make orange juice or lemonade or whatever frozen concentrate kind of thing, what do you make it in? Or do you just buy orange juice?
A pitcher?
Yeah, like a little plastic pitcher.
2 liter.
No.
Yeah.
You're talking about you refill a Pepsi bottle to make your orange juice in?
Absolutely. No leaking, no tipping, no spilling.
Oh, goodness.
It's a perfect measuring device already. You just put the, you know, you thaw the
concentrate. Do you put that on the table for when you serve breakfast?
Well, we just don't eat breakfast.
Okay.
But we would. Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm functional.
Then.
I'm very, very functional. 437. I'm not fancy. Let's see. Somebody says, clearly. If you say that, that's absolutely. Somebody sent me a picture of their water bottle. Bought it at Walmart. $25. Love it better than my Stanley, my Yeti. It's a Reduce is the brand, I think it is. It's pretty. It's a lavenderish sort of light pink kind of color. Somebody says, they sent me a picture of their water bottles. I think these are $20 together at Sam's Club. When I need more water, I use the big one, which I think cost me $40 or $50, and it's a gallon. Oh, a gallon pitcher. Wow. The big one has an ice pack that slides in there to keep it cold all day. Somebody says, I reuse the sturdiest disposal water bottles I come across from any given gas station. I am lectured about this on a regular basis, but alas, I'm a simple utilitarian and set in my ways. Yes! That's why the Coke or the Pepsi bottles are so nice, because they're really thick. They're really durable. They're not, you know, these things, I'm pointing at your water bottle here, your backup water bottle, I guess, John. They're crinkly. You know, that's like, what, a mil's worth of plastic on there? It's so, don't make that noise. Somebody says, these are free. I rotate them and then toss them, the smart water bottles. I refill them for weeks. Somebody says, we bought a few Yeti bottles that are great at keeping things hot or cold all day, but we've received many more as gifts. We recently delivered many to Loaves and Fishes. Oh, okay. Bink they use because it has a glass lining and a window down the side so you can see how much water you have left, and it's marked with how much you should drink each hour. Oh, so it's regulating your life for you. All right. You know, if you forget. I own several reusable water bottles, all gifts, giveaways, and almost always end up using disposable bottles. Yes, my people. Reusable coffee mugs I use all the time, 3 or 4 that I bought in the $10 to $15 price range. Okay. All right. This is another sidetrack, but you don't drink coffee, right, Meg?
Me?
You drink a lot of coffee.
Yes. Okay. I drink a lot of coffee.
Have you ever bought a coffee, like, at the gas station or something, a, you know, crappy little styrofoam container?
Only when I have to.
Okay, I know, but, well, some of their coffee's okay. brought it home, had it drunk, and then it's nice to have one around in case you're going somewhere where you know you don't want to keep the thing with you, you're going to throw it out. You can put coffee back in that and use that later, right?
No.
I love the eye-twitchy judgment in your answer as you were looking at me. It's so satisfying.
I'm glad. Oh, I'm here for you, Andrew.
Man, I love it. All right. Somebody says, I'm with John on the 40-ounce. Stanley had to upgrade from the 30-ounce, and they're showing me a picture. It's aluminum or stainless. I have a 3.5-gallon cooler jugs in the garage for hurricanes. There you go. Yeah, I have a couple of those plastic inflatable, fillable 5-gallon ones. I don't have a water bottle. I drink out of Aquafina. Of course, I reuse it absolutely and change out every 2 weeks. There you go. That's my people. So we got a wide range. We got the fancies and we got the Andrew McKay's.
Marcus Point Baptist Church encourages you to invite a friend to the Community Sunrise Service inside Blue Wahoo Stadium. Reach out to your neighbors, coworkers, or even family members and show them an Easter tradition like never before. The Community Sunrise Service, Easter Sunday at 6 a.m. from Blue Wahoo Stadium. Visit our website at PensacolaChurch.org.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models.
at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Bands on the Beach is back, so bring a lawn chair or a towel and get ready to enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, the Disco Kiss will be taking the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair, but don't bring any pens or glass. Stop by the Cat Country Tent. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stepmom's cute.
Shut up, Ted.
You know when she was a senior and we were freshmen?
Shut up, Ted.
At least let it get to that part. At least. All right, 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident that happened on Mobile Highway in Bonifay Place. Bonifay, is that better?
No, Bonifay.
Bonifay.
Like okay. It's like Les Le Bon Temps Roulet.
Roulet.
Bonifay.
Okay.
Go on then.
Road is blocked there, so use caution in that area. I-10, I-110 are flowing actually really good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Traffic on the fives?
Fives. Boy. Wait till we early. Step outside, son.
You talk a lot. All right. That's what I know. 437-1620. It's kind of just interesting little moment you had at the Board of County Commission meeting for Santa Rosa County. Nathan Boyles, who is the Republican nominee to be the state representative for District 3 to take over the seat vacated by Joel Rubman when he ran unsuccessfully for Congress, is a Republican running for a seat that is almost surely to go to him unless the whole universe comes undone. But he is not actually that's why he's not in Tallahassee yet. He's a county commissioner, former county commissioner in Okaloosa County, owns Adams Sanitation. Is that the right one? I think that's right. Anyway, or one of the main operators. Anyway, he showed up at the Board of County Commission meeting. I thought this was kind of cool.
You know, I obviously come from being a county commissioner. I understand, respect, and appreciate the good work that county commissions and city councils do. Certainly understand and appreciate, the challenges that your staff have to deal with. And so I really do truly believe that my job will be as a state representative to help you be successful in the good policy initiatives and infrastructure initiatives that you want to tackle. And so I just wanted to come early and make sure that you knew me and that we start that relationship off on the right foot. Absolutely looking forward to working with you in a partnership. So I'm going to give you my cell phone number. Anytime you need me, please reach out. If you need me to be here at a meeting, all you got to do is ask. I'll probably pop in from time to time anyways, but I want to be reachable and approachable.
And he did give the number out. And I figure if he's going to give it out, I'll give it out so you have it to contact him.
850-582-2211. That's 850-582-2211. It's my cell phone number. Had that number since I was 16. Don't plan on getting rid of it anytime soon. Look forward to hearing from you and look forward to working with you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Absolutely. And even Kerry Smith, I love his comments here because the challenges between county governments and Tallahassee right now are not small.
One of the things that I'm looking forward to is I love the fact that we have a commissioner coming in, because who other than a commissioner knows the problems that we have with home rule? And I'm looking forward to you standing up and fighting for us in that arena, because, just going over the bills this morning when I was looking at them, I was reading four of them that just directly affect us and our funding mechanisms and basically take our teeth out and put handcuffs on us.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of concern in this regard. So, yeah, I do think that having somebody who understands what it's like to be a county commissioner to be in the state house will be an advantage. 8:58 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're wanting to get a better lawn this summer, a beautiful, lush, healthy lawn, you got to think about that ahead of time. That's not something you solve in June and July. You start solving it in April for June and July, like it is now. NSEC, they've got a healthy lawn program with 8 annual applications that are timed, program targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Easy to get started, free lawn analysis and an estimate. You know, you don't have to pay anything until you find out what you'd have to pay. The initial soil sample includes which amendments are needed and will create a plan for your lawn success. Every service visit, you're going to get things like pre-emergent weed control seasonally, broadleaf and grassy weed control, turf damaging insect control, fungicide, you know, all the stuff you essentially need. They also have a healthy landscape program for tree and shrub care, aeration, grass plugs, and even, grass types and all that stuff. And if you sign up today, you get $100 off your first lawn application with any new annual lawn program that includes the soil sample and the lime treatment on an average-sized lawn. Find out more at NSEC, ENSEC.net. All day today, John and I have been talking to you about the ride we took on a massive container ship out the port of Pensacola to the pass. And you can watch the video. We did an interview with the harbor pilot, Matt Milestrom, but you can see the video on our Facebook page. It's a little slow, but it'll really give you a sense of what it's like, and you'll learn a lot. We did.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.